Now to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2, found on page 670 of your Pew Bibles. Proverbs chapter 2, the first 11 verses. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commands with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you. Tonight we're going to be looking at three things. First, we're going to be reminded and given an understanding of our Father's love as we hear the wisdom of His Word. Second, we're going to be given instruction for certain treasure. And lastly, we're reminded of our constant guide and our protector. So, I don't know if many of you are into watching certain reality TV shows, but one that we have kind of enjoyed as a family is any variety of treasure hunter type of show. So one of the newest ones that I've discovered is Opal Hunters, these folks that hunt for and dig down into the earth in order to find these rare opals in Australia, in the most desolate of conditions. They're driven to find treasure. And this evening, we see here God addressing us as His children, as His sons, that He might bestow upon us real treasure. And we see this, firstly, in these first few verses where Solomon is addressing his son. He says, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your hearts to understanding, if you call out for insight, if you seek it like silver. Here we can probably recall that when we were teenagers and our parents sought to give to us tidbits of wisdom, oftentimes we didn't take it very seriously. We didn't treasure it. Perhaps we didn't even agree with it. We thought they were out of tune with the time. They were the constructs of a bygone era. And it wasn't until much later that we maybe, perhaps, hopefully, appreciated some of the wisdom that they gave to us. But here we see Solomon encourages us that we are to receive eagerly these words, these commandments, to treasure them up within our hearts. And this is one of the ways in which God is demonstrating to us His love, care, and concern that He would have us treasure things that are important, lasting, that have great benefit for us. Another show that often deals with treasures and unrealized treasures is a show that you may watch called Antique Roadshow, where people will dig through their closets and they will find things that they think might have some value, but oftentimes they're surprised at the value of their junk, those things that have been gathering dust within their home. And a lot of times we may approach God's word with much the same attitude as we delve into his word, as we read and begin to meditate upon it, and it doesn't quite click. We don't yet understand the importance of that passage, that part of God's word. And it isn't until later, perhaps it's even when we find ourselves in the midst of a great trial, that all of a sudden we begin to see how that word was given by God to sustain, to strengthen, to guide us in a particular time of need. As his sons and daughters, not only are we to receive what is given, that wisdom that our Heavenly Father offers to us, but we see that there is to be within us active listening. We are to give ourselves, we are to cock our ear that we might hear his word. How does this manifest itself for us? Well, sometimes we have a tendency to approach God's word at the most inopportune times, when we are so close to sleep that we're not going to have any meaningful engagement with that word. And probably each one of us can attest to the times where we have sought to begin our devotions when we are too tired, and sleep takes us before we have gotten to the end of that verse or that paragraph or that chapter. We aren't actively listening. We're going through the motions. Sometimes that can hit us when we're gathered together for worship, and what is being expounded goes in one ear and out the other. We're not really listening because other things are vying for our attention. It may be our children. It may be the people sitting in front of us. It may be thoughts of what this next week will bring that keep us from being attentive to what it is that God would have us hear at this time. And so he says, "Receive my words, treasure up my commandments, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding." That we would not be like we were as teenagers, perhaps overly confident in our own abilities and understanding, such that we do not look for or heed the wisdom that is given to us. He also deals with what we may run into, and that is where we come and are confronted with our lack of understanding, our need for wisdom. And he gives us recourse in this as well when he implores us to plead with the Lord, to cry out to God for wisdom. If we lack understanding, if his word is not making sense to us, then we cry out for wisdom. And certainly we see that in James 1. That wonderful promise that if we lack wisdom and we cry out to him, he is faithful to give to us wisdom without taking an account of our faults, our weaknesses, or perhaps even the poor decisions that put us in the place in which we are now confronted with our need. But then he finally gets down to this matter of seeking treasures. He says that we are to be like those who seek it like silver. I don't know if you've ever studied some of the old mining practices. It's amazing the lengths that men would go in order to try to recover what the earth would bear. Going down deep into holes in the ground without any significant safety features, hanging by some narrow little rope because they so yearn to have for themselves gold or silver or those opals. They go to great lengths for those treasures. And he uses that language here because that would resonate with us. We understand those things to be of value. And if we watch those kinds of shows like Opal Hunters or Bering Sea Gold, where people go in diving outfits in this frigid water with little pumps to deliver them air to the bottom of the ocean and look for gold, the great lengths and the dangers they're willing to endure, the risks that they'll take. We get a sense of the hunger that they have for that treasure. And yet Solomon is here placing that against something that is far more valuable, something that is far more lasting. And it's humbling, isn't it, when we think in terms of how far we're willing to go to study the Word. How we don't go to the same lengths that we would know God better via that means that He has so lovingly preserved for us, revealing Himself, preserving His Word to us, granting to us His Holy Spirit that we might grow in our understanding under His guidance. Children, if you were given a map, a treasure map, that was very clearly laid out, and at the end of that treasure map, there was a big X, and you were told that at the end of that treasure path, you would find immense treasure. How many of you would just tear that map up and throw it away? No. You'd seek to discover that treasure, wouldn't you? If you knew that was a treasure, you'd go after it. And here we see the wisest man ever on earth, Solomon, telling you that God has lovingly, carefully given to you a treasure. That in His Word, which He has so lovingly given, are the answers for all of those troubles and difficulties that you'll face in this life. In that instruction, upon that map, are to be found all of those things that will make you richer than any one of those individuals on those TV shows digging up opals or delving the depths of the ocean for gold. Because those opals and that gold will be destroyed. But God's wisdom, His Word, will endure forever. And so he moves on then after he speaks of our need to seek it like silver, to search for it as for hidden treasure. He says, this is the treasure. What will you get if you're spending that kind of time and effort meditating upon His Word, listening as He is pleased to speak to you? He says, you will understand the fear of the Lord. And back in Proverbs 1, verse 7, we heard that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That this treasure that is being laid out before us this evening is the treasure of the knowledge of God, of understanding these things, something that we can only comprehend if God is pleased to work upon us, to make us new in Christ. Then we can delve into His Word and by the accompaniment and equipping of the Spirit, understand that Word and its implications for our life. And instead of our life looking like a journey that is filled with switchbacks and all over the place and returning to its point of origination, going in circles, His Word gives us a path that is straight, that leads us to that which is our ultimate destination. And we looked at that this evening as we read from Isaiah 33, that picture of our home, that New Jerusalem, in which we will dwell, the object of our heart's desire to be with Him, to dwell with Him forever. He pledges to lead us to knowledge. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. When we think in terms of storing things up, we know that people will store up their treasures. For some people, that may be knickknacks, but here, that which the Lord has stored up is knowledge and wisdom that he bestows upon his people. Something that is precious and a great treasure to all those who know and love him. But we see that he also offers something else. We have here described our God who is our guide and our protector. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. He guards us. He watches over us. And certainly that is something that we have been reminded of over this pandemic season. In maybe a new and special way. In a practical way that our God has been pleased on so many occasions to protect us, to guard us. Many of you will have come into contact with others who were perhaps COVID positive, and you didn't realize it until a day later. And yet the Lord preserved you, kept you in good health. Again, a manifestation of our shield, that one who watches over us. He guards the paths of justice, watching over the way of his saints. And certainly this is a comfort to us as we travel through this land, which truly is not our home, in the midst of amazing cultural wars, when we see the things of Christ being ridiculed and mocked, when we see those institutions that once were a fruit of some kind of Christian ethos that existed in this land eroding away, and in its place other mockeries are being lifted up. And yet God is guarding the paths of justice, watching over the ways of his saints. As you listen, if you will seek his wisdom like you seek silver, he says you will understand the fear of the Lord. And you'll understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. If some of you aren't familiar with Pittsburgh, and you don't happen to have a GPS, trying to find addresses in Pittsburgh can sometimes be daunting, if not borderline terrifying, right, Linda? And here is God saying, as an expression of my love to you, my care and concern for you, my children, my word is to be to you like a good set of instructions, like a carefully laid out map that allows you to get to that destination. It's a kindness. And as we get older and we have more life experience, this is something that we are often confronted with as we grow in our ability to see the practical application of the word that we have studied over the years and how it can be applied to our current situation. And we see an example of the peace that comes from a knowledge of God, from a heeding of his commandments. He says, for wisdom will come into your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you and understanding will guard you. These are the things that give us peace in the midst of the culture wars today. These are the things that help us realize our work on behalf of Christ is not over. In fact, it may appear that it has grown, or become more intense, that we need to be ready to give an account, to give an answer for the hope that is in us in a world that is so confused, in the midst of individuals, whether they're co-workers, family members, classmates, who are perishing in darkness and in need of the glorious light of Christ. Our Heavenly Father cries out to us tonight to pay attention to His Word, to hear His voice, to seek it as something that is of immeasurable worth, a treasure that will not fade or spoil, a treasure that cannot be stolen, and a treasure that yields great good for all those who are His. Let's look to Him in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You again that You have not left us as a people without direction, without instruction. That You have not, through Christ, merely cleansed us and then left us to our own devices. But Lord, You have revealed Yourself and You have preserved Your Word and You have given to us Your Spirit, that we might grow in our knowledge of You and that we might grow in our service to You. That as we would delve into the depths of Your Word, You would be pleased, Lord, to aid us in discovering in new and greater ways Your wonderful truth and how Your truth applies to all facets of our life, to govern our thoughts, to season our speech, to guide our hands. That in all these things, Lord, we would seek first the glory of Your name and the good of those You put around us. And Lord, where other treasures have arisen in our life that are vying for our attention, Lord, may You open our eyes to their fleeting nature, to the fact that they are unsatisfying and unfulfilling. And help us to see how Your Word is truly filling. Lord, we thank You that You do care for us as Your children, for the great lengths that You have gone to guide and direct us. And Lord, we pray that You would write Your Word upon our hearts and our minds, that, Lord, we would go forth from this place ready to do Your will. Give us wisdom, Lord. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.